At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, we're going to put a bow on this one now. Let's set the record straight. It is 10:09. I will be on the air for another 20 minutes. So your last chance to sound off about the Steelers and Bengals this week. Your last chance to sound off on Pitt and Notre Dame and College Game Day on Saturday. And your last chance to sound off on quite frankly, whatever the hell you want at 412-928-9370. Guy in Penn Hills decided to part ways with us, Jolie. I guess he did. Well, Guy, if you're still listening, feel free to call back in. And you know the number at 412-928-9370. I had a couple of topics for our final segment together. Jolie, pick number one or number two? I'll let you pick.
1.5.
You suck.
2.
Okay, perfect. That's what I wanted you to go. It was in the order I wrote them down. Number two is the Penguins getting ready to embark on the international series. They play a pair of games this weekend in Stockholm, Sweden, against the Nashville Predators, the team that they had beaten for their last Stanley Cup title back in 2017. And as we continue to roll along here on the NHL season, I still think there's room for what to happen to the Penguins, what I think a lot, myself included, and what I think a lot of people thought was going to happen to the Penguins this year, and that they weren't going to be very good. But they are 9-5-3. They're 17 games into the season, pretty much a third of the way into things, and they're two points back of first place in the Metropolitan Division. Is this who the Penguins are? Are they a good hockey team, or are we just waiting for the inevitable collapse at this point, Mr. Nelson? What say you?
Sorry, snagging a call. What's the topic again?
The Penguins. They're 9-5-3, 21 points, and we're pretty much a third of the way into the season. Is this who they are? Are they just a good hockey team?
Well, all right. Does it remind you of when the Pirates went 20-9 in April of 2023?
April of 2023 is so so much less of a fraction,
sure,
of the baseball season than we are through the hockey season. I mean, they're pretty much a third of the way through it,
which is crazy to think about, actually. But I'm gonna say no. I think that the Penguins, I think they will not fully drop off and, you know, be the bottom team that I think a lot of people were anticipating this year. I think they'll cool off a little bit. 9-5-3 through their first 17 games. It's pretty good. I think they'll cool off a little bit and maybe hover around a little bit above 500 further down in the season towards the spring.
But the thing is they're the eighth best team in the league according to the points, plus nine goal differential, and they've scored the eighth most goals of anybody in hockey. They just score. And as far as goals allowed go, top half of the league. Couple of things need to happen, and they're big things. You got to rely on Crosby and Malkin to continue producing at the level that they are. I think Sidney Crosby will. Evgeny Malkin started hot last year and faded, and he has shown many more signs of his age than Sid has to this point in their career. And the goaltending has to remain pretty darn good. I mean, Shelov's, with the exception of in faceoffs, has been solid, a 2.49 goals against average. And if my guy Sergei Muroshov, and I'm rocking the, for those of you still with us in the video stream, the Wheeling Nailers hoodie, that's where Sergei Muroshov's NHL or journey with the Penguins started. If he can be the complimentary piece to Shelov's, and you can just kind of let Tristan Jarry go by the wayside, because I think that's where it's trending again with him, I think the Penguins might be a good hockey team. I think.
Does the goaltender situation remind you of, and of course, if these guys turn out pretty darn well, does it almost remind you of the Pirates pitching staff, starting pitching staff? A little bit, you know, where you feel like you're sort of set up for the future, at least for, you know, like you've got the...
I could see why you say that.
People say the Pirates have the pitching staff figured out. Now you just got to get the position players in that. But do the Penguins have the goaltender situation? It feels like they have that figured out, right?
I don't know if it's figured out, but they definitely have...
Something solid or...
Yeah, and that does not include Tristan Jarry. And obviously his contract is bogging them down, but he's on injured reserve right now. Between Shelov's at 24 and Muroshov, who just had his 21st birthday back in April, I should say, they have promise there. It's just up to the rest of the supporting cast to get filled out by talented and young players after Crosby, Malkin, Letang, you know, part ways with the organization. But I do think, and it, you know, it's not like the Penguins have a generational talent in net like the Pirates do on the mound with Paul Skeens, but they do have a couple of guys that I think could be long-term solutions in net. Again, all topics on the table, 412-928-9370. Back to the Steelers with Ben and Butler. What's up, Ben?
How's it going?
Good, man. How about yourself?
Not too bad. I wanted to call earlier, but I had hockey games. I just wanted to...
Thanks for getting back to us.
I wanted to talk about the Penguins, or the Penguins. You guys got me on the Penguins now. The Bengals and the Steelers matchup.
Yeah, go for it.
First, I just want to say I agree with you. I think they need to feed Jalen Warren, especially this game.
Yep.
And then, quick question, and I'll let you go. What do you think about the pickup of Asante Samuel? Do you think he'll start anytime, like next week or the week after?
Yeah, we had Nick Faribault on earlier in the show, Ben, from PennLive.com. He said maybe this week as a rotational piece, but he was thinking later on in the season. I would have to agree. But, I mean, Kyle Duggar got ramped up and ready to roll in time. The big question with that is how healthy is Samuel, and he had a pretty serious procedure and was cleared by doctors, that spine fusion procedure done. He was almost on the verge of not playing again, and it's just a very low risk and I think potentially high reward situation that they've got going. I don't know when he'll get acclimated into the fold, but he at one point was considered a pretty darn good corner and definitely an upgrade. If he gets back to any close form to, you know, what we saw in Los Angeles, he's an upgrade, I think, over Brandon Echols, and he's an upgrade over James Pierre, and he could play a little bit of both, the outside and the slot. It's just a matter of how quickly can he get up to speed and how much this injury and this procedure, you know, held him back as far as getting his career back in the swing of things is concerned.
Thank you for answering my question. Thank you for taking my call.
You got it, brother. Enjoy the rest of your night. Drive safe.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in My Lowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I didn't realize that Asante Samuel Jr. had his procedure done in Pittsburgh and by the Steelers spine person. And Nick told us that earlier in the night. That obviously gives the Steelers the inside track of how healthy he is, which gives me a little bit more faith in the fact that he could bounce back from this and have a pretty darn good run here with the Steelers. And it might result in a situation in which you bring him back. And I would feel a hell of a lot better about the cornerback position with Asante Samuel Jr. back to 100% and back to, you know, 2023 with the Chargers. Agree or disagree?
I'm with you. I'd say so. Yeah, I guess if he's still young enough where he can make some impact plays while a whole bunch of other corners on the Steelers are not as young as Samuel is, I guess as like a depth piece, then, you know, I think he can make an impact.
I mean, he is 26, and again, at one point, highly regarded in a Chargers uniform. Second round pick, comes from good stock. Obviously, his dad played cornerback in the NFL for a very long time and had 2 interceptions in each of his first 3 seasons. 6 picks, only played 4 games last year, obviously dealing with what he dealt with to have the procedure. And again, I think it's very low risk, high reward. Also, I got distracted. A texter texted, and they're no way. The Penguins are nowhere near a third of the way through the season, which is correct. I can't do math. It's 20. I was basing it off of 20 games and thinking 20 was a third of 80. It's a fourth of 80, and 17 through 80 is a fifth. That's why I talk for a living and don't do math, in case anybody was wondering.
It's also, you know, past 10 o'clock at night.
It
so
is.
I don't blame you.
It is. But again, I think that just also proves the point that there's room for them to not be a good hockey team. Basically you said that there's room. There's more room for them to collapse than I led on to believe. All right. Next topic before we go.
Number one.
It is MLB free agency. According to Ken Rosenthal, the Pirates have been telling agents across the league, get ready because we're going to be aggressive With that in mind, give me a name, Jolie. What's aggressive for the Pirates?
Alex Bregman.
What's aggressive but realistic for the Pirates?
I think that's the one.
Do you actually?
I think so, because, I don't know, you need to make a splash play, but it won't be Pete Alonso. I mean, maybe it's Luis Arraez, and I know that's been discussed by a couple others here at the Fan. Alex Bregman, that's my pick. Alex Bregman.
That is a take.
And he's still playing at like a high enough level, but has been in the league long enough where, you know, he'll still be playing well, but he's not yet washed. Pete Alonso is going to be like a very big time prized possession where the Pirates can be aggressive, but they would not get Pete Alonso. Alex Bregman is, I think, fits the criteria for this. I would say.
He made
where they need to make a splash play.
They need a third baseman, right? He can obviously play third. He's only 32. He made $40 million last season. I don't think he's going to make $40 million again. But what's he going to get? 30? And I don't think it's going to be for a 1 year deal.
All right, so 4 for $120 million.
That would be very aggressive.
You want to show that you're going to make a splash play, but not some sort of 7, 8, 9 year deal that, I don't know, Pete Alonso could get and be a franchise piece somewhere else. I think if Alex Bregman, if his market's like just above $30 million, 4 for $120 million.
I'm not willing to go there quite yet, but a couple of things stick out to me. Again, Ken Rosenthal's report that the Pirates are telling agents that they plan to be aggressive and spend this offseason. Also, Robert Murray had a piece. The quote from Ben Cherington in that piece is, there's more flexibility than we've had in other offseasons than I've been in Pittsburgh. What does that tell you? There's more money at Ben Cherington's disposal. And they're, I guess another reputable baseball insider is saying that they're telling everybody they're getting ready to be aggressive. With this owner, it is still, I will very much believe it when I see it. And if it happens, then it's our job to decide if that's truly aggressive or not. My take on it is this. I still think it's somewhat of a hot take, but safe at the same time. Hot in the sense that it hasn't happened in a decade. I do think that this is the offseason that they do sign a free agent to a multi-year deal. The last one was Ivan Nova in 2016. We all know that. And that really doesn't, I don't necessarily think it counts to what I'm trying to get, what we all want them to do this offseason, because they traded for Nova in that trade deadline and then signed him to a multi-year deal. So he was already with the organization at least for a little bit of time and then signed him to his multi-year deal. We all want them to go out and get a guy that's never played for the Pirates, that's an unrestricted free agent, and bring him in here on a multi-year deal for a respectable salary and have that guy help this team win, preferably on offense. I think that will happen. I look at two guys. I look at JT Realmuto on the wrong side of 30, getting ready to turn 35, but he's still a decent enough offensive option. I don't know how good of a defensive catcher he is. I actually question that.
He's got a good arm.
He's got a good arm. Can he play first base?
I mean, shoot, that'd be great. He'd be the everyday first baseman for the club, but
can
I
he
think
DH?
I think they're going to, oh yeah, of course. I think they're really going to, if he were to be on the team, I think they would really value his arm and like the pop time from home plate to second base, and he'd have to be like the everyday catcher.
The other one that I love, and I would do naked laps for, hypothetically, relax, Josh Naylor.
That would be fantastic.
Josh Naylor would be fantastic. Market value on SpotTrack is right around $15 million. Get that guy in here for 4 years, $60 million.
That's crazy. Or even $15 million.
Even 4 years, $80 million.
Where does it have?
That I think is realistic. That I think is aggressive. And that would help this offense. Because the guy can play corner outfield. He hasn't played a ton of it, especially recently. But I'm not sold at Spencer Horwitz at first base. Spencer Horwitz can also play the middle of the infield at second, where there's some shuffling that could be had.
And then Nick Gonzalez plays the left side of the infield.
Yep. I would love Josh Naylor. That's the name I look at, and I also look at JT Realmuto. I think Realmuto is a little bit more realistic than Naylor, but again, if the GM's going on the record and saying, we finally have room to maneuver, more room than we've had in off seasons that I've been in Pittsburgh, I don't trust him to spend it correctly. That's going to be the other challenge in this situation. I'm still peeved off that that guy's still employed. But if he's going on the record and willing to say that, and there's these reports from Rosenthal, who's like what? A Schefter or a Rappaport of Major League Baseball, saying that they're reaching out to agents and saying, get ready, we're getting ready to be aggressive. Okay, then go get Josh Naylor. Then go get JT Realmuto. If you're Joel Nelson, go get Alex Bregman.
What about Eugenio Suarez?
That's more realistic.
I want to say he's got to be at least $20 million, right? All the home runs he keeps on hitting every year, as long as he's
what is his primary position? Would he be his DH?
A third base or DH, something like that.
Nobody's listed as a DH on here, so
I would think third base. I don't think he's an everyday first baseman, right. So probably third base for Suarez is my guess.
Well, SpotTrack is.
I mean, hey, if it's a corner infield spot, I mean that. It's an upgrade for the Pirates.
There we go.
One way or another.
Eugenio Suarez's market value is $14.9 million.
Wow.
And at 34, that could be 2 for 30 or 3 for 45. I wouldn't hate that either.
I mean, shoot, right there, Suarez and Naylor as your corner infielders, and now we're talking.
The Mariners almost went to the World Series, and those guys played a part in it, so yeah. I wouldn't hate that. Alrighty, Jolie.
Good stuff, dog.
Always a pleasure working with you. To those who commented all night long in the YouTube chat, I'll shout you out. Fish, very, very active. Johnny from Farrell. Who else was in here this evening? BLV. And several others earlier in the night. I can't scroll all the way back up that far. But thanks for being along for the ride tonight. I appreciate it. Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching. Big thanks to Nick Farabaugh, Stephen Thompson, and Yanni Tregellis for being a part of the program. For those that called and texted, appreciate you as well. And, of course, to Jolie Nelson for doing a tremendous job keeping the trains running on time and handling the ones and the twos. I'm Jack Hillgrove. We'll talk to you when we talk to you. Not sure when that will be, but hopefully it's sooner rather than later. The Nightly Sports Call is next right here on 93.7 The Fan. Peace.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in My Lowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.